All right, kids, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
And so the adventure begins.
Josiah, tell us where we're going.
We're going to Tennessee.
And why?
To go visit
rock
family.
Climbing.
All right, and tell me what time it is.
It is...
It's 6:01.
6:01.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah!
You guys excited?
Yeah!
Ezekiel, why are we going to Tennessee? For what reason?
Rock climbing.
No. Who's,
My mom and Papa's 50th wedding anniversary.
Yes! Woo! We're gonna help them celebrate.
You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening.
You're listening to The Rumbling Floor.
The Rumbling. The Rumbling Floor.
My name is Josiah.
Raylan.
Howard.
Ella.
Ezekiel.
Ada.
My name's Ellie and Ricky.
And this is the story of my family.
This is the story of my family.
All right, we're finally back with The Rumbling Floor podcast. And this podcast is going to be a little bit more... different, I guess, special. We're doing this podcast for my in-laws, my father and mother-in-law. This week they celebrate their 50th wedding anniversary, and so I got the grandkids together to share their favorite memories and a special message to them directly. So I hope you guys enjoy.
Hey, Mom and Papa, this is Ezekiel.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
We went to, I don't know where we went, actually. Anyways, we went, like, there was a dock over there, and then Josiah, Russell, left his pool in the water, and he caught a fish. There was no worm in it. And then we caught 100-something fish. Yeah, they were all brim. And shellcracker.
With Papa.
Yeah. And then Russell got sick. And he had to go home, and then me and Josiah and Papa filleted them all. It was fun. It was really fun because I got to spend time with Papa.
Hey, Mom and Papa, this is Natalie.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I remember when I used to live in Tennessee, and I used to go over to Mom and Papa's every single weekend. And it was practically like my second home. And I thought it was like really fun because we would always play games or cook, or she would teach me how to sew. And that's how I learned how to sew is by grandma. But I'm not really that good at it, but like I still know how to do the basic stuff. We moved to South Carolina. I used to come up for the summers. One summer, Papa, he was out because he had like a back injury or something like that. So he couldn't work at all for like a year or two. And so every single morning we'll just go fishing. Like we'll get in the, so we'll like wait till Mamal goes off to work, eat breakfast, and then we'll just put the boat on top of the, on top of his truck they used to have, the green truck. And then we'll just go to the lake down the road, the state park lake or thing down the road, and we would fish pretty much all day and just take the boat out and talk. And whenever I'm at Mamaw and Papa's, Mamaw always reminds me that when I was a baby and she was in praise and worship, that she would like always hold me, and apparently I would grab onto her armpit and just kind of just like play with it. And she used to think that was so funny. There's like a lot of memories because I think I was the cousin, the granddaughter that stayed over them the most. And I think when we were younger, when I still lived in Tennessee, that all the cousins would come over just to be with me when I was at Mamaw and Papa's house. Because it was like so much fun when we were all together. Mamaw would stay up with me and play games, and she would just tell me stories about when she was younger and about like my mom and her siblings and how how stuff would get, crazy stuff would happen, like how they were living in like California in their grandmother's in their grandmother's garage, and there happened to be like a raccoon or a possum, and Papa grabbed it and threw it over the hedge, and it was like, I guess, an inside joke of a flying possum, but I don't know. Just the way like Mama and Papa tell stories, it's just, it's really funny when you hear them tell it, but if, yeah. Thank you, Mama and Papa, for everything, for all the stories that you shared, and all the stuff that you guys have taught me, and just always letting me stay at your house whenever I want to. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, some of your knowledge with me, and it will definitely live on. And I'm gonna miss you guys when I go back to California. And I guess I love you guys.
Hey, Mama and Papa, this is Russell.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I think one of my favorite memories, and the first one I thought about, was Mama and Papa were taking me to a youth event after going golfing over by their house. And so they're taking me to this event, and we were running really, really late. So I started to get really tense, and I was afraid I was going to miss the event. But we started telling these really bad Bible jokes, and it was just a lot of fun, just like telling all of these jokes and just laughing our heads off. And I ended up, by the time we had gotten there and with all the traffic, I had actually missed the event, but I didn't feel bad about missing the event because I had so much more fun just in the car talking to Mama and Papa. So it was a really, really fun, cool experience with that. Yeah, Mama and Papa, you've been such a good role model as grandparents just over the years, and just coming over and spending the night and just seeing how dedicated you guys are to church and making sure you get there. And Papa, making sure that you serve on the worship team, and you're going to all, you're hosting different events at your house, you're going to different Wednesday night things, you're helping with the different men's groups, and it's really been, I feel like that's been kind of foundational for me even, and just growing in my faith, and just being able to see you guys actually live it out, and just how I want to be grandparents like you one day. Happy 50th, Mama and Papa. I love you so much.
Hey, Mama and Papa, this is Ella.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
My favorite memory was when we went to Mama and Papa's house, and I got to go with Mama and Papa to watch Natalie perform with the marching band. And we spent time afterwards. And Papa taught me how to drive, kind of. I wasn't in the front seat. He was like, you watch out for this, and this, and this, and this, and don't do this. Happy anniversary, Mama and Papa. I love you.
Hey, Mama and Papa, this is Jordan.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I remember one time we went fishing, and everyone else wasn't doing very good. And my mom and I stayed on the dock, and like Papa just came over to the dock on the boat, and I like caught this huge fish. I caught it by a string on a hook in its lip. And so like, and I couldn't get it out of the water, so Papa had to come back over and like get this big net. And I was just, Papa was like smiling, I caught this huge fish, and they only caught like a little tiny ones. I remember it was always fun going over to Mama and Papa's house and looking at the heights on the wall and like marking your new height and then eating ice cream for dessert every time. So. Happy anniversary, Mama and Papa. I'm so happy and blessed that you guys are my grandparents. You're the best grandparents ever. I love you.
Hey, Mom and Papa, this is Kai.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Papa?
My favorite memory with Mama and Papa is definitely Christmas because they told us stories. I feel like it was really special because all the family were there, and then we had great food. We could spend a lot of time with the kids upstairs. I love you, Mama and Papa, and I hope you have a happy anniversary because you guys are very special to me and you're my grandparents.
Hey, Mom and Pop, this is Eliezer.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
When I went to their church, I got to play with them and eat. I don't remember what it's called, but I got to go in the pool and stuff. But we spent a lot of time with Mama and Papa, worshiping Jesus and sleeping over and stuff. That they always let us do fun things to do. I like the story when Mama and Papa and Mama, she said she knew how to surf and then she was in the waves and then the board tipped sideways and the board cracked in half and she had a bloody nose. Made me laugh. I hope you have a great anniversary. I love you. Bye.
Hey, Mama and Papa, this is Ada.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I wake up really early in the morning, so I like making pies. So one time whenever I woke up, Mama, she asked me, do you want to make pies? And so I was like, yes, can we? So we made pies that evening, and we, like, played board games, a lot of church, like Christian games. And so we, like, really had a fun time. And Papa, my favorite thing with doing with Papa was basically talking with him and laughing together. You guys are doing great of being my grandparents. I'm really happy that I'm here with you guys this week at your anniversary. I'm so glad I didn't miss it. I love you. Bye.
Hey, Mom and Pop, this is Maverick.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
Going to their house when I was little all the time and mostly eating with them. That was good. They always made good food. 50 years, that's a good anniversary. A good party, too. And I hope it's the best one yet. Love you.
Hey, Mom and Pop, this is Mason.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I'd say my favorite memory is actually a recent one. Either it was this year or last year when we were at the buyer's house and we were all sitting around talking. I think it was at Christmas time. And Pop told us really his life story for the first time. And that was the first time I ever really knew how he grew up and what happened to him and how Christ, he was saved through Christ. And that really inspired me. Hey, Mom and Pop. Just hope you have a good 50th. I'm glad to hear you've made it strong through all these years. I know five children are tough, especially with knowing a couple of them. And I know the hard times you've gone through, so I'm just happy you guys stuck it through. And it's inspiring me to do the same when I grow up. Thanks. Love you guys.
Hey, Mama and Papa, this is Josiah.
What's your favorite memory of Mom and Pop?
I think my favorite memory was about when I was 5. And I remember it was somewhere around Christmas, maybe a few days before. And I was at my Mom and Papa's house. And I know that it was really, really cold. And I'd just come in from a long day of playing in the snow, and I was sitting in a chair next to the fireplace trying to warm up, and Mama came up and gave me hot chocolate and a blanket, and she just told me that she loved me. And I think that's my oldest memory of Mama. And then I remember a few years back, me and Papa went still hunting in the woods behind his house. Just me, him, and my two brothers, and my cousin Kai. And just getting to walk and talk in nature with him, I thought that was a really cool experience. I thought it was really cool being able to talk to him. I think my personal message to Mama and Papa would be just one of thanks. I wouldn't be sitting here in this amazing family without them. And just looking around and seeing how blessed I am because of their commitment to each other and because of the wonderful kids they had, that has really shaped my world and how I was brought up. I go to a public high school and I see all of the messed up kids daily, and it makes me realize that that could be me, but it's not, because of you guys. And I just want to thank you for that. Happy anniversary. Hope you guys have an amazing week. You've been listening to The Rumbling Floor.
This is The Rumbling Floor.
You can listen at iTunes
or thekeyfamily.com.
I hope you like it.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a Key Family production.